So here we go, my lovely listener. Thank you very much for joining me in today's episode of Kick Off the Day with Spirit with your show host, Suzella Medium. Now, I really hope that you are well. You have started your day very well and you are just gliding through and growing and flowing through your day, enjoying everything what you are doing. And then when certain questions come up in your mind, then I am not saying hopefully, I nearly said hopefully or I hope, but then you will pause and reflect and then just nurture yourself in that very, very moment. So here we go. So today's episode of Kick of the Day with Spirit is going to be about something, again, I always say something very interesting. This idea came to me very ad hoc. Now you see, all day, in fact, so now I'm telling you now it is nighttime, even if it's a kick of the day, if it's spiritual. But then all day I've been thinking about what shall we talk about. Of course, there are a lot of ideas and notions. But suddenly I was looking for something. Now listen, this is just so fascinating. I was looking for something. And of course, I did not find what I was looking for in one of my boxes. But I found some of my old phones, you know, our old mobile phones, like a Nokia phone and all those the different size telephones, phones, pocket size ones, and a little bit glitchy. And you are still wondering whether you would find the charger for those phones, or what would you find on those phones, or you don't really remember if you have a battery in it, you know, those things you could take out in previous times, older times. You could take the battery out and you are trying to remember whether it needs any SIM card or how everything is working. But you see, it's been quite some time you have picked those phones and maybe you have already forgotten about your things. But then this is what happened. Oh my goodness me. I found one of my old phones. And then lo and behold, I plugged the phone in into my computer, hoping that maybe some old pictures would show up and I would be able to save those photos. At the time when I had these old phones, I did not think about saving photos, saving memories. And then it also meant that I lost a lot of pictures that I had taken. But then here we go, I plugged in one of the Nokia phones, and then that phone is right in front of me right now. And then to be honest, I don't remember the year when I was using this phone. I know the cover is a little bit sticky. They had this rubbery cover thing. You wouldn't really find these kind of things in the shops these days. But then here we go. I was, first of all, very surprised that the phone was switching itself on. It started making the sounds, the very familiar sounds of the rings. You know, when you switch your phone on and it gives you a little bell sound, a ring sound. And then, of course, using, you know, it could happen to you very easily that you find something and suddenly you are taken back in time without thinking or without wanting to find something or without wanting to think of anything. Just by using your senses, you are being taken back in time. And this is what happened. I was pausing that, my goodness, I did not hear that sound for quite some time, and now it is ringing. And then, you know, when you have that phone and it switches itself on and then gives you the sound and you are really curious, you know, you sit up, you are wondering what you are going to find next if that old phone switching itself on, what else can we find? And then the screen came on and then I could start tapping the buttons. And of course, I was a little bit apprehensive, and even now I'm a little bit apprehensive because I'm halfway through exploring this old phone. Excuse me. But then, you know, I found the messages, I found photos, I found the calendar. And I was really, really curious to find What kind of calendar is it going to open? Is it going to open the current day, today's day, today's this year's calendar, or it's going to open the calendar which was 10 years ago, the calendar? And then I also wonder the text messages. I was wondering, is it going to open my current messages or some kind of other messages? Of course, it cannot open my messages because I don't even know if there's any SIM card or anything in it. But here we go. The phone is still working. The phone is still working, miraculously. And then, I found the old photos. And then I know some photos belong to me. I took those photos. And some photos belonged to my very, very beautiful soulmate who gave me his phone when my phone broke down. And then lo and behold, some of his photos were still on or are still on this phone here. Some photos I have never seen before, but I know it's family photos, so it's all fine. It's all fine. But then you see, when we are looking at the photos, we are wondering, suddenly we are taken back in time. Suddenly we are seeing things we have already forgotten about, people or conversations or a holiday or situations or objects. And then everything that we are seeing, just like the ringing bell at the beginning, when I switch the phone on, then I'm seeing the pictures and I am pausing and I'm hardly breathing. And I'm just taking my time to look at those pictures on the small screen. Of course, it's not a shiny one, not a bright one, and not with all the clarity what we have on our mobile or the new mobile phones what we have. But I am just posing and I'm taking in everything and looking at the photo how they are, the photos how they are right now. And they're not really being bothered by the quality of the photo, but more of the sentiments, the energy. And then I went on to the text messages because I was wondering, I wonder what kind of messages would I see? Because there is a at that time we had the, or even now you can have the number if you put notifications on, you would see how many messages you have received. And then when I opened the switched on the phone, I saw number six, so I said to myself, oh, we will have six messages. And then I clicked on the messages sign icon and I found the messages. And then again, just reading through a few old messages, then I am taken back in time. Conversations with people who are not in my life anymore. And then through the messages, reading through our conversations, the bounciness of the energy, the heartfelt conversations, the passion, the curiosity about each other's lives, the energy, the life mission we had at that time, or the interest we had at that time, they are all there. And as I'm reading the messages, I am literally back in time, in that very present moment, back in time over there, reading the messages. And really, the things, the long forgotten things, which at one time were very important in my life. For instance, I remember the time when I was looking to buy my car, and that there is a sequence of messages about the cars, or I found a car, and I'm telling my friend that, oh, imagine I found a car. It's not the one I'm looking for, but I'm still going to see that car because it's still something, still the make what I am looking for. And imagine how wonderful. And I was just thinking of it and it's coming up in my timeline. And of course that happened many, many, many years ago. I'm still driving that car, mind you. But then the conversation behind that really took me back to a different timeline. And then scrolling down, finding people who are not in my life anymore. And then the very last messages I sent to them. And when you send a message, or even when you send your very last message to somebody, you hope that that person is going to reply. Unless there is that energy that, oh, you don't want to hear about one more thing from that person. But then there is always that anticipation that I wonder whether the person is still thinking of me, still thinking of us, whether there will be maybe one more message that person would get back to me and say something. Maybe my last message is not the last message. And maybe there is something else. Maybe we are not getting lost in our lives with our conversations. So you see, when I open those old messages, reading through different parallel timelines, and of course, suddenly I remembered everything which happened during those days and weeks, parallel to each other, different conversations. So I'm being taken back in time, using the words, reading, and then the words bring forward conversations and energies and memories and emotions and pictures, what we shared and everything which was shared. And then you see, I'm still holding the phone in my hands, this old phone, this old Nokia phone, and I'm wondering what else would I find here. I started clicking on the games section. I was just wondering what games might I have played back then, about 10 years ago. Well, it tells you how long I've been driving my car. My mind, it's about 7 or 8 years, but here we go. Doesn't matter. But then the fact that I have found an old phone, an old Nokia phone, and I switched it on, and I'm finding things on the phone. In fact, you know what? Actually, I did a little trial, a voice trial, a podcast trial. I was wondering what it would sound like. And of course, the quality of the sound is not as clear as what we would have on the more updated recent phones. But then it's still something. It gives an essence of the time what we had 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years ago, the quality of what we had. And then that is what we cherished for ourselves, the quality of relationships, the quality of conversations, the essence of those people, what we shared our life at that time. When you find something like this, that everything comes back, it's just flowing through, and I'm still quietly anticipating things I'm going to find here, although one needs to be careful not to have any anticipation here, and then just really being present to this experience. And funnily enough, as I'm talking to you right now about this, I'm feeling as if I'm having a deja vu feeling, or whether I have had this conversation in one of my dreams and then now it is happening. So I tell you what, this is how things are working here. Kick of the day with Spirit, Let's Talk Spirit. So here we go. But then you see, I pause and I said to myself, my goodness, it's very, very special moment of what I'm finding on my phone and pondering and wondering about that. And then I ask, what is really the message for us, for myself and for all of us? And really that theme of Carpe Diem, seize the day, that popped into my mind. And of course, even when I'm reading things, conversations, messages, which took place 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, then I'm remembering. And then from the very present moment as I speak to you right now, I am thinking of, oh, I wish I would have done things differently. Oh, I wish I could have managed certain conversations differently. Or myself, I wish I had been different. I wish I had been able to relate to that person differently. I wish I could have taken more photos. I wish I would have saved those photos. I wish I would have kept in touch with those people. I wish I would have learned from those experiences. And then that could have had an impact on my current life. So you see, all the things I'm wishing, I'm thinking, which comes from really the idea of how much I have missed things in the past. And you see, that is a conversation for you if anything like this ever happened to you. When we are reflecting, going back in time and thinking, oh, I wish I would have done this, or I could have done this, or I had known this better, all those things, or I have been more loving and caring. But then we did not do that at that time, 7, 8, 10, 11 years ago, we did not do that. Or maybe we did it. Maybe in that reality, in fact, actually, that is the thing. Maybe in that reality, that was the fullness of our existence, the fullness of our essence. We did not know it any other way better than how we did or managed things way back then. Really, the question is it really important to compare ourselves, or what are we doing, or how we are reflecting right now, and then how we were back then? It's a rabbit hole. It's so easy to get lost in that conversation. And really, my invitation to you, my lovely listener, is that when you are anytime thinking about something happening to you or happened to you in the past, in relation to another human being, a family member, a friend, a colleague, a child, or anybody, a neighbor, anybody in your community, or even an event, a sequence of events, just pause. And of course, we can go back in time in that sense, because through our physical senses, we are hearing, we are feeling, we are sensing, we are feeling the emotions, we are just remembering those pieces of exchanges of conversations, or even messages, few messages we might actually remember word by word. But then I feel that it's important to leave those things in the past. You see, my way of thinking now, I'm just really going and flowing with this conversation, and I'm honestly forgetting what I'm talking about here. But it's really I feel that one of the main points here is that what was happening in the past, we leave it in the past. And we can feel the emotions right now about those things. But then we need to remember that we have grown one way or another. We have moved forward. And then here we are in this very moment, in this very present moment. And maybe the very best thing to take away from those experiences, pieces of memories, conversations, the essence, what they meant for us at that time, or what way we were when we managed our conversations or related to people back then. And then immediately jumping back into the current time here, right now, as we are. And then just because we have done this reflection, then we've got a different awareness of the quality of our lives, the quality of our conversations, the interactions with people. Because these conversations, interactions, these people in our lives right now, they might not be here tomorrow or next week, next month, next year. They might not be here. I mean, what is staying with us forever? When we are thinking this way, now listen to this, when we are thinking this way, how wonderful that we had all those experiences, and how wonderful that right now we are continuing having experiences. And just because we have opened our awareness to this conversation, we are able to reflect on our current situation, current conversations with people, how we are managing our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, our reactions, or how we are using the space and then the silence and then the time within our lives. Because now we know that one day this is going to be past. It's not going to be here. It's either those things are not going to be here in our lives, or in fact we are not going to be here. And then that's another conversation how we are dealing with that. But then knowing that nothing remains the same, and then why we are here in this very moment, this is where we need to be the most of everything, the best of everything. We need to be ourselves. We need to be true to ourselves. We need to be just ourselves. We need to be present to ourselves. We need to be present to our mission. We need to be present to the light of who we are or what we are, and always coming from that space when we are interacting with the others. Because now we know that maybe one day we are not going to be here. Actually, we are not that maybe, but we are not going to be here one day. So we might as well be the best, do the best, be the light and share that light from your heart center and then help another person to experience their highest energies, highest frequencies, the brightest of the light, that frequency of what they are able to carry. And then in the future, so in timeline, literally timeline, when we are thinking about this moment, we are not going to feel sadness, sorrow, disappointment, frustration, anger, confusion, disempowerment. We are not going to feel any of this, but we are going to feel that we have been aware, and from this time, from this space, from this very moment onwards, we have been living, or we are living. This is like the time is going backwards and forwards with this conversation. That we feel now that we are living our bestest life, for in the truest way to our mission, and more certainly stepping into all the possibilities of what we want to step into, and remember every single moment as much as we can. Of course, we are human, so there are other things happening in our lives, but then we are remembering as much as possible to the essence of our lives, and then living and breathing and acting from that space, so that one day there is no sadness, or there is no, oh, I wish I would have done differently, that notion, you know? So it's quite magical, actually, or this little Nokia phone from, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, I had this phone, has brought forward this conversation, because maybe, actually, it's very interesting, maybe that's why I needed to find that box and find that phone, and you know, everything is just a history that says from that point, everything was just a history. So how wonderful, you know? So you see, in your own life, if you ever happen to find something, an old object or something like this, maybe an old notebook, anything where you can go back, you can literally go back in time in that sense. And then you can see how things are changing for you, the awareness is opening up, and maybe you are promising yourself to be a better person for today and for tomorrow. Because one thing I am noticing in this is, especially with the text messages with people who are not in my life, or we are having, or we have different relationships now, that's truly is making me thinking here. What is really important, or how I need to be with other people, or how I'm communicating with other people. And then most certainly remembering that I need to come from the light as much as and as brightly as possible as I can do that. So you see, that moment, what we have right now, is this is the only moment what we have. And then I was actually wondering, what can we do to bring ourselves back to this present moment? When we are thinking about the others, the quality of our relationships, the essence of our relationships, our contacts, our human contacts with each other. The one thing came to me is that, and then somehow relates to the text message, is the way how I have been listening to others. And you know, you might want to consider this little exercise as well, that when we are with somebody else in a very present moment, be it today or tomorrow, but it's always going to be the present moment. Bring forward a very fine practice of your listening skills. And I'm talking about the active listening and active listening skills. Because, you know, when we are with somebody, yes, we are nodding our heads and we are saying, yes, I understand you. And yes, I'm there with you in a conversation. But at the same time, our minds can very easily wander about and lose track with the actual conversation. So my invitation is, practice that skill of active listening when you are fully there within that conversation, and then you are listening attentively. You are most certainly 100% there in that conversation for the other person. And it means that, you know, sometimes we need to be silent and just hold a space for the other person without any interruption or question or without us planning our responses to that other person's conversation. We can park all those things. So if you catch yourself that you are doing that, because it's, you know, we can all go through in our lives, and when we are talking to people and we can't listen to them, we are not focusing because we are thinking of our own questions. So if it is happening to you, my lovely listener, just catch yourself and then just acknowledge, okay, this is what I'm doing. But then let's see what that person is talking about. What is the message? What is the learning? What is the experience in that person's conversation? What are the emotions that person is feeling? What can I hear in their tone, in their the tone of their voice, the language, what they are using, the words, the phrases, the energy, what am I feeling while I'm talking to that person? So you can have all these pointers when you are in conversation with somebody, and most certainly actively being present to the conversation. The other thing, that when we are in a, for instance, with these messages, with the text messages, expressing our gratitude. Because I was reading through the messages, and 7-8 years ago, our conversations, my conversation with some people were different. I communicate differently now. And then maybe, actually, I'm noticing how I was using more of the little icons, the clapping hands, the smiley faces, all those things. So whatever way you have been way back then, or even now, just catch yourself. Are you being grateful for the actual moment, what you are experiencing? Are you experiencing or expressing gratitude for the presence of the other person, for their support, for their contribution? And maybe we can send them a message. Maybe we can call them. Maybe we can send a card. Yes, you know, an old traditional card, a thank you card, thank you note for the person. And then you see, if you are a person who is sending messages, you might want to actually leave a voice message, not just a simple text message. With your voice, you are communicating so much. You are communicating from your heart, from your soul. And then that person listening to your conversation, they feel your essence, what energy, what frequency you are holding in that very moment when you are talking. And that is also communicating something very powerful to them. So you can take that one on as well. Now, going back to actually the conversation, the active listening, I feel it's very important because we can practice the skill of active listening. But then very often, you know, we still want to have this impulsive conversation and we want to be, we want to maybe control the conversation. I feel it's important we go back to this one as well. So the invitation is really just pause and take a breath and catch yourself and smile within yourself. So it's really more of how you are managing yourself, how you are managing your own energies, and come from that space. I feel that one very important thing is, especially as I look through the messages here, with those people who are not in my life anymore, that energy of forgiveness, how much I have forgiven for myself, for the way how I have communicated with them, or how I have forgiven them for being in certain ways. Do we really want to wait 7-8 years before we actually realize that things could have gone differently? Things could have turned out differently? Maybe because we were not there emotionally for each other, and that's why the moment of forgiveness has never come forward. So, seize the day, seize the day. Be very, very present to the essence of that person, the situation you are sharing with, or the person you are talking to, and let go of your grudges and the resentments or discomfort. And then, if it's possible, or there is an opportunity for that, then share, that tell the person what you are feeling, what you are thinking in the very moment. Because again, tomorrow we might not be here. They might not be in our lives. We might have moved forward or any other way. It could happen. So being present and practicing forgiveness, it always brings closure to that conversation and that energy. And then knowing that we have done our utmost best, the best and the most loving contribution and energy what we could have upheld in that moment when the conversation took place. And then in the future, in that sense, we are never going to feel sorry for our thoughts, actions and emotions. Another thing here is the touch. So when you have a moment with people who are actually actively living people, living life right now, there next to you, use your hand, use your body, feel the person, hug the person, feel their hair, feel their body, feel their skin, feel their temperature, smell, use your senses. Because when we are moving forward, as people are changing position in our lives, then that is one sense I'm finding is quite a challenge to bring forward, the essence of touch. We can remember pictures, we can remember sounds, but then the touch is one of the most challenging essence in that sense. When we are moving forward, we might not remember what it felt like touching the other person. And with a handshake or hugs or just being next to them and we are feeling their energies. Okay, so feel the touch, feel the energy of touch and relate to the other person in this way. And then in that sense, you are bringing yourself in a very present moment. Very present moment. And I feel it's really interesting because that links in with the way how we are listening, how we are communicating. And by touching the person or the other person, feeling our energy, the whole conversation, communication, the direction of that communication can change very easily. So go ahead, hug the person, be there for them. Now, the other thing is the empathy, the cultivating empathy when we are in the situation, conversation with somebody else. Very often we can just nod our head and we can say, yes, I'm listening, I'm understanding you. But again, it goes at the back of my mind, we are thinking of our shopping list, the things what we need to do. But then when you are stepping into somebody else's shoes, when you are listening from that space, then you are really making their energies, their stories vivid for you, real for you. That will show you a real human experience. You might have experienced that in the past. You might have had that similar event or emotion coming up so you can really relate to that person. But if not, then you are finding within yourself the most, the closest energy, the closest emotion, what you can find so that you are able to relate to that person without any judgment, without any misunderstanding, without any of the need of validating emotions and thoughts with the person. So you see, that is another one thing here. Now, and while I am talking about this is, because we are talking about what happened 7, 8, 10 years ago or 11 years ago. And then just by finding this old phone, all those things have come up in my mind. And right now we are talking about how we can, or what we can do right now to be very present so we don't feel the sadness, the loss, the frustration about the past and about the way how we were and we did not know it better or we knew it better. But then you see, while I'm also talking about this is the spiritual sense, because this conversation is kick of the day with spirit. Let's talk spirit. That is our mission here. Very often when I'm conducting readings with people who are asking about their own relatives, the loved ones who have passed over, and then whether they are fine, whether they have moved on, whether they have found a solution, whether there is clarity in their essence, in their lives, in their energies, or from that space, how or what they can teach us and remind us while we are still here on this earthy reality. Very often, the ones who have passed over that frequency, that energy, very often they say that, I wish I have done this. Oh, I wish I would have been more loving and caring. I wish I would have spent more time with you. I wish I would have finished the painting of that wall over there, or any of those things. Because what happens is that when we are not present, fully present as we can be in a situation with somebody, then whether we are living, you know, like right now, after 7 years, I'm analyzing how I was communicating. So whether we are still alive in the human form or whether we have moved on, then we are not going to have any of this conversation of sadness, sort of frustration, anger, disappointment in within ourselves. And then I feel that really the one of the most important, and actually the direct link with this is that we are as much possible as we are as present to the other person and in the situation when it happens. Not a couple of minutes later, not a couple of hours or days or weeks or months or years later, but then in that very moment. And then in that sense, we are not reflecting, or we can reflect from our present moment or from the way or from the space or from that frequency when we have moved on. We can reflect and we can always say that, I was fully present. I'm so grateful that I was there. I'm so grateful and lovingly remember that interaction or that piece of memory or that text message or those series of conversations. There is no regret. There is no sadness or no frustration or this empowerment in that energy. So you see, that makes a whole difference here, you know. So I tell you what, my lovely listener, that has been quite an interesting conversation. It is quite amazing what one object can bring forward. So I was sharing about this one phone, a Nokia phone, which I think I used about 7 years ago, 7 and 8 years ago, and I'm going to continue finding various things and most certainly reflect on what way how I have been or I was way back then, and then from that experience, what can I take forward for myself? Most certainly one thing is this being very much present in that moment, when the actual situation is happening, the conversation, exchange of energy is happening with somebody else. Okay, so seize the day and carpe diem, my goodness me. So if you enjoyed this conversation, feel free to send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com, and I would love to listen to you and share your stories. If you are willing to share your story, or you are also very welcome, and come alive with me here and share your conversation, and then we can create something all together. And then as I always say, that really the reason is kick off the day with spirit, or the let's talk spirit is really the it's not just the spirit, not just the ones who pass over, not the spiritual stuff, but then really the being as human as we can be. And you know, the big conversation is that when you find the light in your heart, and then you keep it bright and shiny, and always as bright, as shiny as you can possibly have that. And because then from that space, you are helping somebody else to do the same. And then in that sense, we are raising the frequency in our communities, in a larger community, everywhere, all around us. We are raising the frequency. And then we can just never be sure who is going to be the next person. We are going to share that energy and make the other person's life or day better. So, my lovely listener, thanks very much for joining me. This was Kick of the Day with Spirit. And I always tell you at the very end when I'm taking this conversation that that's today, the 17th of April, 2024. So thanks very much for being here. You can find all my information, everything on my website, susannamedium.com or Linktree. You can find Susanna Medium everywhere, everything. So here we go. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being part of this conversation. And let's talk tomorrow. Let's talk spirit tomorrow and kick off the day early in the morning. Thanks very much. And good night. Bye.